Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results, well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client-getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guests, their combined zone of genius is their ability to help people understand the science behind their stress and demystify their stress triggers to a point they can fast track to a stress-free life. So I'm super excited to introduce Amy and Randy Nelson. And Amy and Randy are wellness coaches, and they want people to live in a world where stress and overwhelm are the exception instead of the norm. As co-founders of Exec Level Wellness, they help type A high-level professionals and entrepreneurs conquer stress to live their best life after 40 without prescription medication, deprivation diets, or spending hours in the gym. Well, welcome, Amy and Randy. I am so excited to have you as my guests today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. We're really happy to be here and excited to talk with you today.
Yeah, and I just love how you've teamed up together and are working to help type A professionals and entrepreneurs really create more joy and happiness in their lives. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes, thank you. It's something we're really excited about and super passionate about sharing with people. So thanks again for having us.
Yeah, and I can't wait to dive a little bit deeper into how you unravel the whole mystery behind stress. So, but top of mind for me is, I am just so curious, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your coaching practice, Exec Level Wellness?
I'll take the lead on this one. It really comes from our previous careers where we had to really find out for us, as entrepreneurs, as well as Amy, was a very high pressure situation, can kind of consider it gluing pieces of science together that made sense on the scientific level, but nevertheless were effective towards stress management. And so when we finished our former careers, we kind of looked at each other and said, why don't we take this to the next level? Why don't we make a business out of it? Right. So what we focus on now is really this kind of holistic approach to stress and stress management, stress relief, that's clearly based on science and also what we consider the most efficient ways to help people to get as far away from stress as they can. Mm-hmm. That's really the driver for me, was taking what we've learned and turning it into programs for other people.
And my inspiration, as I was approaching my 40th birthday, I was at a crossroads where my career and the stress related to it was really impacting my health, and vice versa. The stress that had driven me to excel in my 20s and 30s was starting to show up in negative ways, such as, like, I couldn't sleep to save my life. I had severe digestive issues. I had chronic and severe pain related to scoliosis. I was gaining weight. I was approaching hypertension. I was angry all the time. I had zero patience. Right. And so I knew it was time to make a change before some irreversible damage was done. And so what we've done is design programs and supplements to save our clients all the time I wasted on trial and error, trying to figure it out on my own. And we want to provide people a lifelong solution to their stress. That's my inspiration.
Right. So what I'm understanding is that you both experienced high levels of stress, and you went through your own discovery to demystify stress and really what is at the root of it for yourselves, and realized that you could take this expertise and make a huge difference. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. Because when I would go to the doctor for the reasons I mentioned, like I can't sleep, well, they would just give me a prescription.
Oh, yeah.
With no mention of how long I should take it or how I should fix what was causing the issue of not sleeping, you know. Right. So it's a big issue, we think.
Mm-hmm. Right. And can I ask, what were your previous careers?
I spent 20 years in corporate America as a CPA in various accounting and finance roles. I retired as VP of finance.
Wow. Okay. And Randy?
My background's PhD in chemistry. And over 30 years, I was in and out, about 50-50 in academics and outside academics. Last job I had, I was a professor running a research laboratory that investigated diabetes into cardiovascular disease. The job I had before that, I was an entrepreneur and founded my own biotech company,
wow,
which sold.
Yeah, and both of you are just incredibly successful in those careers. But I can definitely see how this was a tipping point to really want to bring this wellness to other type A professionals. Now, how long have you had your coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yes, absolutely. I've been a coach since 2012, and then we started building exec level wellness together in 2015.
Okay.
And our business vision has changed quite a bit from working one-on-one with clients to building group programs so that we can make a bigger impact. We realize that most of our clients have the same issues with stress and not being able to focus on their health, which is, you know, the lack of time and too many competing priorities and not having access to efficient, effective programs that tell them exactly what to do and why. So our group programs address this for them and allow them to work at their own pace. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
That's definitely meeting the needs of so many more people than you can work with one-on-one. So that's fantastic. Now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
For us, not so much. Mainly, our major challenge is that we are really focused on developing the program,
mm-hmm,
right? The programs, the stress relieving programs,
right?
But we're not quite as good at conveying this to the outside public. I'm just being honest with you.
Uh-huh. Right, so, yeah, marketing side of things, right?
You have the expertise and
the incredible knowledge, but bringing it forward.
Yeah, we can build it, we can package it, and we can use it too, and people who do. But as far as getting it out to a bigger audience and a bigger clientele, that's something that I'm sure somebody else is better at than us. So that's kind of the stage we're at in the company right now.
I see.
Is okay. Building the company, and then hopefully it evolves. You see what I mean? The two go hand in hand. You have the substance of the company and the ability to traffic it.
And then a major issue that we also, a challenge for us is helping type A individuals understand that they should be concerned about managing their stress, because a lot of people, the stress drives them. So that's a challenge we face too.
Sort of becomes an identity and just a comfort zone, even though it's
very detrimental.
And like you described, Amy, the casualties are health and relationships and all sorts of things, but it does unfortunately become somewhat of an identity. And
yes,
you know, obviously the two of you are experts really at helping these high achievers, high driven, successful professionals and entrepreneurs really create lives of joy and happiness for the best portion of their life after 40, which I can relate with that, the after 40 part, which is such valuable work. But I'm just curious here, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
This pretty much goes along with what I started to say just a few minutes ago, is that, you know, we're very focused on what we're up to, but we're really not comfortable in the sales roles.
Mm-hmm.
This would be Amy and myself personally. We're very comfortable with the product that we put together and the ability to continue that. You can always add to your programs. And that's our forte, building the things. But as far as engaging clients, that's a work in progress right now.
It's difficult to get access to our type A busy clients. They're very busy. And so it's hard for them to weed through the noise and to take enough time to understand the value proposition of what we can bring to them.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a very common challenge, is how to resonate in a way that inspires action in the sea of vying demands, right, of people's attention. And it's interesting, you know, you say it's a skill or a portion of your business that you're not really comfortable with, which is really understandable. Contrary to what a lot of people think, is that people aren't born with sales skills. You know, go hand in hand with, oh, she's an extrovert, that means she's great at selling. Oh, yeah, they're a people person, of course they're great at selling. No, it's really a separate, in its own skill set. It's kind of like riding a bike. Nobody's born being able to ride a bike. You have to go through a few weeks or at least days of learning curve to acquire the skills, and then you've got the skills for life. And so when I work with my clients, we really dismantle exactly what goes into the sales process and what needs to occur without having to become a different person. Right. That's really what you're talking about, is how can we take what we have and reach the people who are really needing this kind of help in a way that it resonates and inspires action. And that's sort of borderline on a marketing, but the way that I look at it is there has to be a sales strategy behind every prospective client touch point, and that includes marketing. If you'd like, I could provide a little bit of on-the-spot coaching here to maybe help move the needle with regard to resonating with these types of people.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that is so important is to understand that, like you said, these people are very busy. The last thing they want to do is waste their time. And so if you take one of many different approaches of getting in front of these people with something such as an ad, advertisement on Facebook, LinkedIn is probably more likely to be the place where your people tend to go to as far as social media. That's one avenue to take, is to put an ad. But mostly what's so important is to have the messaging be completely in alignment with what is already going on in your ideal prospective clients' heads in terms of their top of mind fears or challenges, or the ideal life that they really want to be living, but they're stuck in this pattern that they have going for themselves, this, like I mentioned, this comfort zone. So in doing this, what I always recommend is to just take about 30 minutes or something and go outside with a pen and paper or your iPad or whatever, and just start brainstorming what you think these people are saying. And you should be able to relate to this because you are each these your ideal clients, right?
Right.
So yep. What are they thinking to themselves? What do they say to their spouses or their significant others at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night where they're ready to roll into yet another hectic week? You know, geez, if I could just get off the treadmill, if I could just stop, and just start brainstorming these things that these type of people think to themselves or say to their trusted partners. And then pare this down to what you think is the top of mind, probably most powerful statement that reflects their challenge or their pain, or on the flip side, their ideal, their utopia, or if only I could stop coming home every day and wanting to go have a vodka sour.
You know? Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And just, exactly. You know, numb myself, if I could just get off of this hamster wheel. And so really get the essence of what they're saying and put that in either a headline or a quiz. Quizzes are also kind of intriguing because these are type A professionals and they like a challenge. And they like, they're competitive. Draw on some of the nature of these ideal clients. They're competitive. They like to excel. So you combine these psychological triggers or needs of this ideal client with their top of mind challenges, and you can create a message that just really gets their attention, really grabs their attention.
Awesome. Yeah. That's helpful. Thank you.
So yeah, hopefully that brings a little bit of clarity, and you might already be thinking along those lines in terms of which social media platform they hang out in. Quite frankly, that's one of the easiest places to put up an ad because you can change it. You don't have to send it to print and it's stuck that way for a month or something. So
that's a really good way of starting to air out the stage that we're at in the company right now is trying to be a little bit more forceful, if you will. And it, forceful is a strong term, but I think you'll get the picture here, a little bit more assertive on what we do towards the ideal client. And I like the idea of what you just said, is that go ahead and play on their idea of what they are. Mm-hmm. I just wrote down, you expect perfection. And it's like, yes, of course you do. You're a type A person. So
right. It resonates.
We're trying to meet those needs with our program.
Be a perfectionist without ending up in the ICU. You know, some.
Yeah, exactly. You would expect perfection to keep you running perfectly rather instead of blowing a valve somewhere down the line. So,
but have fun with this, you know, brainstorm. The two of you have such a wealth of experience together in your previous careers. Just really channel that person and just brainstorm, and you'll come up with some nuggets there. I know you.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, thanks. That was helpful.
Perfect. Well, Amy and Randy, we are in the midst of a very stressful situation worldwide, the pandemic, right? It has rocked the world of so many people, and the ripple effect is just going on and on. Has this pandemic had any impact on the work that you're doing?
Actually, not so much, because our programs are 100% online. We do all our coaching virtually. So we haven't had a lot of impact that way. One thing we've noticed is that our clients, our ideal clients, have actually got more time right now because they're not commuting to the office. And we're finding that people are finally putting the two issues together of stress and your immune system, where if you continue to beat yourself up with stress all the time, your immune system is not as strong as it could be. So that's kind of opening some people's eyes.
Right.
So not to put a silver lining on this mess, but
right. It's a wake-up call.
It is kind of a wake-up call for people.
Yeah, I would imagine that it is bringing to the surface, now that they're not spending hour or 2 hours commuting, like you said, and they're sitting in their desk at home and still feeling this kind of stress, and like, wait a second, what can I do to stop this? And so that's when they find people with expertise like you. Well, how do you work with the high-achieving professionals and entrepreneurs who are tired of living these stressful lives? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Our philosophy is really to help people understand the science and understand what you're doing to yourself health-wise when you continue to live this way. Stress is a good driver for a lot of type A's, but after so many years, it can be detrimental, as I found out. And so what we do is work with our clients in different ways. We have lots of different free resources to help them get started with some quick wins. We find that once they start to feel a little bit better in one area, then they're more motivated to keep going on their health journey. So we have lots of free resources. And then we have an entry-level program called From Stress to Best Bootcamp, and that focuses in on health, fitness, and nutrition, and how that can improve your stress levels. And as a result, your leadership and entrepreneurial skills, because once you have that relief of the stress coming off of you, you're better performing in all other areas.
Right.
So that's our entry-level program. And then we have an 8-week signature program called From Stress to Best, Better After 40, where we dig in a little bit deeper and help our clients understand their stressors and triggers and how to manage them, but not just go do this. We kind of explain the science of why you want to do this and how it's impacting you biochemically to actually help improve your health at the molecular level, because stress is not just a feeling, it's really impacting all areas of your body. We also help them build lifelong habits in that program to improve their quality of life, find their joy, go back to the passions that they used to be passionate about before they got so busy, and really help them manage stress going forward. And then the last way, graduates of our 8-week program, if they want to dive deeper into an area that we've hit on in our programs, then we can work with them one-on-one after that.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you've got quite a nice series of different programs based on exactly what people's needs are.
Yes, right. Where they are is where we're trying to meet them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I love that you are incorporating tools and techniques that provide the quick wins, because so many of us that are type A personalities, if we don't feel like we've had an accomplishment, well, you know, it gets frustrating, and there we go in our cycle.
Yep. Yeah. On the back of the quick wins too is the motivated people, the type A people, a lot of times actually get a little bit hungry for the next goal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, give them a couple of wins, easy, kind of got a couple of baskets there. Well, let's win the quarter, right? So yeah. You see how progressive it can go. And so it's a nice rollout of offerings that we have here going really from, I just want to get started and put my toe in the water too. I'd really like to actually know down deep what is the driver of stress inside of me.
Yeah, to just get down to that molecular level, understanding the science behind it without that being overwhelming, right? Which you guys make it super simple and just that clarity. Knowledge is power, right? And so they gain that understanding and are more empowered to stop those stress patterns. And that's why I suggested maybe the quiz, you know, because of the competitive or the, hey, I just won that. I want to, you know, how does this look? You know, or how am I adding up, you know, this assessment, that kind of thing. So
exactly.
Wow, I love that. And then you also work one-on-one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Higher level. Great. Well, so how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
We'd love it if you would go to our website. It's Exec Level Wellness. EXECLEVEL wellness.com. And we have a free there. It's called Rejuvenate, and that can help you get started with very simple habits that you can implement immediately to start feeling better.
Fantastic. So that is Exec Level Wellness. So that's EXECLEVEL and then wellness, correct.com.
Yep.
And so what is that download that you have again?
It's our free ebook called Rejuvenate, and it's front and center on our website. So once you get there, you should be able to find it.
Right. Fantastic. Ah, that sounds wonderful. Is Rejuvenate, are those stress-busting techniques?
There's, like, I think there's 24 different techniques that you can try. Yep. And we'd suggest, you know, finding one that you can do on a consistent basis, and you'll start to feel better, and then you'll be ready to build on that success, and you can try another one.
Wow.
And just that's kind of how things start. Once you start to feel better, you'll want the next step.
Right.
And that ebook has lots of options for you to get started with.
Oh, fantastic. What a great resource. Oh, that's, I love that. Well, Amy and Randy, you guys have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom just in sharing your business journey and how you've really walked the walk and discovered expertise in just gaining your own wellness and now created this beautiful business. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview and looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I'll take this one to begin with. First off, the term frustrated entrepreneur is just entrepreneur, I think. So generally, first off, be prepared to always be the frustrated entrepreneur. Spent over a decade being one. And the big thing that I learned in it is that you need to be really good at what you do. Mm-hmm. Money will come later on. Don't become an entrepreneur if you think that, you know, 9 months from now I'm going to get rich. That's not a good recipe for success, to tell you the truth. You're better off actually playing towards your own skills and the way that you put them together unique to build your, first and foremost, your product and your company, and rely on the people around you. Get people like you around you that also have this kind of vibe, and just kind of keep moving ahead. It's an odd phenomenon that most of the time when we view an entrepreneurial success, that we forget that it was 10 years in the making a lot of times. It used to be, I grew up in the 80s, so 80s rock bands were overnight successes, but they spent the 70s practicing guitar. Right? And getting that sound down and getting their uniqueness down. So play on your skills and try to be the absolute best that you can on those. Yeah. And when you need help, for instance, if you need a lawyer, get a business attorney. Be the center of it all by being good at what you do, and then delegate around you and find the resources that you need that are as equally good.
Mm-hmm. Or in our case, sales.
Yeah,
if you need a sales coach, like you would. Outsource that and get help.
That explains why, 10 minutes ago I said that I make no bones about it. I don't profess to be an expert in sales. I know that there are people that are very, very good at that. And then you find them and then you move your whole company and your whole idea ahead.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Just own your expertise and stand firmly in that, lean into that. And then if you have any skills or gaps in other of the needed business skill sets that are required, then outsource that or gain expertise through a coach.
Yeah, it's exactly the way it should be.
Because nobody can be great at everything.
Try to be the absolute best that you can be at what you do. For a moment in time, because I had a lot of patents and what have you, what that meant was that for one moment in time, I was the absolute best at what I did in the whole planet. And that, although it may not pay the bills, every one of the patents, if you keep that attitude, success will come along somewhere down the
line. That's great. Yeah, I love that, Randy. Thank you so much. And Amy as well, that both of you just provided so much great information here. I've really enjoyed our conversation. It's been so great just to hear about your journey from Amy, your role as VP of finance and your CPA career, and Randy, your science and chemistry career, a PhD in chemistry, a professor at a collegiate level, to now this really empowering work that you're doing, helping high achieving type A professionals and entrepreneurs, really with their ability to not only understand, but overcome their stress and overwhelm and really live their best lives after 40. It's just been so great. I've really, really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you both so much for being guests on my show today.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and allowing us to be on with you today.
Yeah. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, this has been great. And again, you can reach Amy and Randy Nelson through their website, which is execlevelwellness.com. And be sure to grab that free download, Rejuvenate, to get those techniques for overcoming stress. So fantastic resource. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Amy and Randy Nelson. And as always, here's to your success.